This is a CK to Z news update. In its first year of operation, Quadra Island Community Foundation successfully applied for charitable status, conveyed donations to two projects, and is now focusing on building its legacy fund. Treasurer Mitch Hirano spoke with CK to Z News about the foundation's achievements to date.
We've made a milestone announcement that our first year of operation, we were successful in getting our charity status through the charity section of the Canadian Revenue Agency. And then we received a number of grants this year to help us start the foundation. And we were very fortunate to receive a $5,000 grant from Jim Abrams, our Area C director from the Strathcona Regional District. And the recent announcement was a 3,000 corporate sponsorship grant from the Coastal Community Credit Union. And with those funds, we're building our website. We got legal advice on how to set up the corporation and its bylaws. And also the legal input helped us facilitate our charitable status. So that was a big help for the attorneys to vet our application and to give us advice on how to tailor the application so that we meet the requirements of the charitable directorate. We've heard stories of other charities that have gone through this process and it had taken considerable time and effort. We took that under advisement from our attorney that we wanted to keep our mission statement very clear and simple. So that's how we approached it as a board.
And so, of course, one of the big differences is that now you can issue the tax receipts, which will probably help bring donations in.
Yes.
I don't know if there's also a sense of feeling more stable or solid as an organization with that accreditation.
Yes, it certainly does give Quadra Island Foundation credibility, you know, that we have a legitimate business entity as well as now we have a charitable mandate.
What sort of programs or projects do you hope to fund?
Well, the foundation's principle is to build up a legacy fund. And from the interest of the legacy fund, we are able to distribute or disperse funds to eligible charitable organizations. Since we've just started, we don't have a large legacy fund enabling us to provide grants at this time in quantity. However, we are able to do designated funds, and that's what we've done in the last two announcements of the distributions that we made. These were designated funds that individuals provided to Quadra Island Foundation, but they were earmarked for specific projects. One was $2,000 of flow-through funds to the senior housing project. And then we recently were teaming up with Quadra ICANN. It's Quadra Island Initiative Climate Action Network. So we provided close to $9,125 to date to the Quadra Island School ICANN Solar Demonstration Project. So those are the two projects we supported so far. Our next real push is to build up the legacy fund. So we will be going out into the community, meeting with corporate sponsors, our potential corporate donors and individual donors, and getting their support to build up the legacy fund.
A legacy fund, sometimes called an endowment fund, is a maintained pool of capital, the annual interest from which can be directed towards specific projects. Like other community foundations, the Quadra Island organization is a locally run, locally supported, and locally focused charity that aims to build resilience for its community.
We're networking with other foundations just so that you get ideas, you share ideas, and find out ways in which you reach out into the community. We've been in touch with the Cortez Island Community Foundation. They're just starting up and they've been providing advice to us. It's nice to network with the other island community, Salt Spring Island, Bowen Island, you know, all these small islands on the West Coast. We're trying to network with them to find best ways to serve the community as well as to fundraise. So that's the next challenge. We have a 5-member board at this time. There's Michael Mescal is our president. Jody Rogers is our vice president, vice chair. Matthew Kelly is our secretary. and Julie Douglas is a director at large. So right now we have five directors, and we're looking to expand the board in areas of financial and legal expertise, just to round it out.
You've been listening to an interview with Mitch Hirano, treasurer of the Quadra Island Foundation, about the organization's one-year anniversary.